This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Dean Vandermeer on the line from Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about a topic we've covered a couple times at least, and that's the mental health and substance abuse crisis that's kind of spiky, or well, I guess it's been happening, but it's happening even more now because of the pandemic. And we're going to take a look at how Set Free uses virtual care to help people and, you know, what God is doing through that. So, Dean, my first question for you, you know, we've talked about this multiple times. In the report I sent you, the opioid overdose, some of those statistics were shocking to me. Did it surprise you at all?
No, it's not surprising, because the amount of fear and anxiety that people are dealing with, it's how they're trying to cope. There's all different coping mechanisms, but those people who already have substance abuse issues are just, they're going to higher levels of marijuana use or drug use or alcohol. They're increasing the consumption. So it doesn't surprise me that there's going to be more and more hospital visits and more increases. We have one report that in Virginia, that an ER doctor reported 1,000% increase in ER visits with substance abuse during COVID. So those are some of the things that we're noticing. We have people that have been calling Set Free Ministries, and some are suicidal. And we say, you need to get into a mental health facility to get assessed. And they call back an hour later and said they're all full. That is a reality, and that's happening not only in our neck of the woods in Michigan here, but it's happening in other states as well. So we might be particularly having more of a problem here, because our governor is locking things down to such an extreme that it's causing more problems in our state than maybe another state that doesn't have the lockdown measures that our governor is putting upon us. So it depends on who the governor is in your state as well as to how some of those things might be handled.
You know, one of the things, I also saw the article about telehealth and how using that is at least somewhat helping to kind of stem the tide of all these needs for mental health services. And I know that Set Free got a bunch of Chromebooks earlier this year to give to your volunteers and stuff. How are those working out?
That was an amazing blessing, because we were left with how do we help people? We know people are hurting and they can't come here to the office. How do we help them? So Wayne Downing, who is our tech manager here, said, how about we get Chromebooks? They're rather inexpensive, and we'll teach all of our volunteers how to set up Zoom meetings and Google Meets meetings. So we got crash coursed in Zoom and Google Meets, and our staff started to arrange the meetings, and it's worked amazingly well. We started connecting with people not only from West Michigan, but from all over the U.S. and now all over the world. So it's really transformed how we do ministry here in the last 6 months. It's proven very effective, especially with people locked in their homes. Some interaction and fellowship is better than none. And so when we can connect face-to-face and we can, without mask on, we can express joy and sadness, and there can be a real connection there. So we're finding it very effective, and it's helped a lot of people, and it's increased our load. We're probably up 35-40% rather over last year when it comes to the amount of people we're helping on a regular weekly basis.
And I know that 2020 and this pandemic, I mean, the year isn't over yet, but do you have any examples of how you've seen God working in the lives of people through some of these trials?
Yes. God is rather clear in Scripture. If you read Psalms 34, he says, I am close to the brokenhearted. I rescue those who are crushed in spirit. I resist the proud. I give my grace to the broken. So this is an amazing opportunity for people to actually reconnect with God. This is breaking a lot of people of their own strength and even their own coping mechanisms that are no longer working. The drugs and alcohol are not working, and those are, and we call those symptoms of deeper problems anyway. So the presenting problem is not the problem. So drugs, alcohol, opioid abuse, those are symptoms of a much deeper spiritual and emotional issue that must be resolved. And so what's happening is it's bringing people to the breaking point, which actually, that's actually a time for breakthrough, where they finally connect with a God who they understand loves and knows them. And we use scripture just to reaffirm that. And we're seeing all kinds of breakthrough with Telescope. We had a gal from a different country the other day says, "I have not cried in as long as I can remember." And she was in her 30s. And we had her read a psalm. And as she's reading the psalm, she starts weeping. And by the end of the psalm, she can hardly maintain composure because she's weeping so uncontrollably. And it's a beautiful weeping where God gives her the gift of repentance and tears. And God touched her powerfully through that session. So it's not only the body of Christ functioning properly as we care and we're here for you. You're not alone. Pity the man that stumbles and falls and has no one to help him up. We're here for you. You're not alone. And the thing with the pandemic, and it's isolated people. Well, that's Satan's number one game trick. If you look at what happened to Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they ran and hid. Well, why did they run and hide? They thought they were bad and God was mad. That's what they thought. So with fear, shame, and guilt, which the enemy uses as his number one trick, is isolation. And so that's what's happening with some of the people with the pandemic, is they're isolated. God created us to be relational. Loving God and loving others is the essence of life, according to Jesus. So it's kind of like, okay, then we should not, the lockdowns are proving very deadly. And the lockdowns are proving very foolish. Globally, it's proving very foolish. We've lost $28 trillion in revenues globally. What this has done globally in Uganda and in places that are were already poor is catastrophic. So the WHO organization and others are finding out we've made some really bad choices, and lockdowns are not what we should be doing to the degree that we've done them. And this COVID-19 is not near as deadly as what was being projected back in March. It's not even close to what they were projecting. So like in Uganda, we have hardly any good physical care there. There's hardly any hospitals that have the type of care that we have in the USA. They only have 63 deaths out of 43 million people. And these people are compromised already physically. So there's a country that proves that COVID-19 is not as deadly as they're saying it is. And there's another thing that they have there, and you're not going to hear this on news, but what they have over the counter there is hydroxychloroquine. They can buy it like you can aspirin. So I would say Uganda is a perfect test country of success of how to deal with this. 63 dead out of 43 million. That is not a pandemic anymore. But we're being told it's a pandemic. So there's some things going on here with the pandemic that we think might be more political than actually when it comes to what's happening as a health crisis. We think there's other things that could be going on that are causing the lockdowns more than health issues. So either way, it's hurting a lot of people, and there's a lot of people suffering with mental health right now. In California, there was a suicide hotline that had an 8,000% increase in calls in just a few months. They went up 8,000%. One suicide call center had as many calls in 1 month than they had in the whole year of 2019. That's what it's doing to people mentally and emotionally. So that's probably the bigger issue right now, I think. And that's probably hurting more people. The mental health part of this is really hurting people.
And with that in mind, how can we pray? We will connect people with Set Free at our website, but we know how critical prayer is. So how can we attack this with our prayers?
I would say every Christian should be asking God who it is they can touch today. Lord, who's lonely? Who needs a call? Who needs a FaceTime call? Lord, who needs to be encouraged instead of discouraged? Lord, who would you have me? We're the hands and feet of Jesus, right? The body of Christ. Lord, who would you have us touch today to bring encouragement and to bring faith, hope, and love to someone who is desperate? Who is it that's on drugs right now that needs a hand up and to be encouraged to get the help they need? So I'm getting calls like this every week. I probably had 6 calls this week, personal calls from personal friends saying, look, this family's in crisis. This guy's into drugs. He's into alcohol. He's having sexual addictions. There's all kinds of addictions. And it's kind of like, okay, let's get the people who are involved in Set Free. Let's have a conversation on how we're going to put a plan in place where we can reconnect to God and walk away from our addictive behaviors. So there's all kinds of addictions, but there's only one healer of addictions, and that's Jesus. So the prayer is, Lord, how would you use me to help rescue others? I want to be a part of that. So if anyone has questions or requests, you can call Set Free Ministries at 616-726-5400, or you can go to setfreemen.org, get on our webpage, and you can find some answers there, or you can submit your questions. And there's also an application for ministry if you want us to be involved in helping you. So we are more than willing to be the hands and feet of Jesus at this time in your life.